Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 647. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning. It's really not so good. Ryan, we're having technical difficulties. And as usual, we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's we obviously have to find a different solution.
Yes.
It worked good the first few shows that we did once Skype migrated to Teams, so we may just have to be like everybody else on Earth and use Discord.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just does not. So we had 30 minutes of trying to get this to work this morning. Then the second you started talking to record, it just froze.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going so far. But I mean, it's a sweltering day outside. Everything, I guess, just needs a break from the heat, including Teams.
Yeah.
So let's just, I don't know, figure it out.
So how was your week?
Fine. Lots of work. Busy. Super busy, and then just fighting the heat. Mowed the yard yesterday. That was awesome. It's just blazing hot. I think it was like 94, 95 or something yesterday. It'll be that hot again today.
Yeah. I finally got my grass cut.
Like completely cut?
Completely cut. Like all the way around. Like on a awesome. one good day.
It's tough to do anything right now. My car has some sort of issue with the water pump, so I'm gonna have to get that replaced. Just been doing stuff around here to get caught up in the evenings because it is staying light till like 9 o'clock. So if you can wait out the heat and get the mosquitoes out, you can do stuff at night.
Mm-hmm.
The mosquitoes are real bad around here.
Well, luckily, where I'm at, that we haven't seen too many.
Yeah. Well, where you're at, the city's probably fogging over there.
Yeah.
They just run wild, rampant out here. So that's part of the problem of not living in town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Just a lot of work for me.
Did you play anything fun?
Just the same usual suspects. Party Animals has an event going on right now. Rocket League has an event going on right now. And then still playing Farm Together too, but it's minimal because trying to play together and whatnot.
Yeah, I saw you guys on playing Rocket League, so I figured there was something going on. Would you guys be in there heavily in the Rocket League?
Yeah, they have an event where you can get a free Corvette body, and so he really wants it. So we're working our way through it. So we've been playing Party Animals and then jumping to Farm Together, and then last night we actually played Rocket League, Party Animals, then Farm Together. So just a lot of everything, but nothing new, really.
Yeah.
Farm Together's been really awesome. It's just hard to... I think the farm's like a level 21 or something.
Nice.
So we're moving the needle, but just slowly.
So you playing by yourself? You're still just only playing when he plays?
Yeah, I'm only playing when he plays, really. I'm just doing, like, logging in daily and doing... I'll log in daily if he's not playing and do the quest.
Mm-hmm.
So I just do the town stuff if I have it. If I don't have it, I don't worry about it. But I log in, I jump to town, I do whatever they ask, and I log out. So that's all I've been doing without him on.
Gotcha.
Trying to keep it, you know, as farmed together as possible, but it is hard.
Yeah, because like when I'm on, you guys aren't on, but the couple of times I've on, you guys are right in the middle of Rocket League. So I'm like, well.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to go to bed like at a decent time instead of staying up until midnight.
Yeah, I've been going to bed at 11 for quite a while now, and it's made a huge difference for me. I feel way better. There's been a couple nights, like on sometimes on a Friday or Saturday, I'll sleep later, but like I'm a hard out at 11 most other nights.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. I mean, we used to stay up till 1, 2 o'clock.
Right. No, with me,
I'll never be the kind of guy that goes to bed at like 9 o'clock. I just don't have it in me. My whole life has been staying up relatively late, so 11's really good for me.
yeah, I have coworkers that do that. They go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm like, nah, like 10 o'clock is my earliest. I try to go that one. Now, if I'm exercising that day, like I have a hard run exercise day where I'm really, really tired, or well, at work we're working outside in the heat, then I might hit like a 9:30-ish. But I'm because as I'm exhausted all day. And I don't do one of those people where I come home, take a nap, then a 30-minute nap, and then work, which might be better for me to do that. Maybe I'll stay up later, but I don't like to do that. I got stuff to do.
Yeah, I don't nap either. Even on days where I worked outside all day yesterday in the heat, and still, I mean, when I get done playing at 11 o'clock, I usually will go watch a video or something on YouTube till about 11:30, 12. I mean, last night it was after 12 before I went to another hour, winding down from that too. So I've tried to do better with the sleep. I do think it's helped. The pattern has helped.
Now with me, my usual play Fallout 76. I thought the season was ending, but it's not. They did a big, huge patch update. That was pretty. I didn't notice anything from stuff I deal with, but jumping that daily, a lot of farm together, or farm alone, as you call it. Farm
Yeah, because
alone.
you exclusively play alone.
Well, when I'm playing, you guys aren't on. And then I've been jumped into Star Wars Jedi Survivor. I'm playing that every night. Don't know where I'm at in story. Feel like I'm pretty far, but I'm not. You know, it's a massive game. We'll try to get it at least beat before it leaves PlayStation Plus.
When is
The
it leaving?
game,
At the end of the month?
yeah. Well, the middle of August, like August 17th or something like that, I
Oh,
think it
you
is.
got time then.
Yeah, it's visually, it's amazing. It looks so good. Like there's
I
times I
thought it
just
might be leaving at like the end of July or something. I was like, you're gonna have to hoof it.
no, it's in the middle. But visually, like I want to just look around and run around and look at things, because just visually looks so good. But it's like, no, I gotta stay on the story, like where I like to just run around everywhere and check everything, look for stuff. Like I'm trying to play through this story, but it's so open world-ish in certain areas. Like I'm in this little town, and the town's so massive, and I'm running around these little corners. There's nothing there, but then I find something. I'm like, okay, so now I gotta check every single corner because there could be something here.
Right.
But it's fun. Picks up where the other game, like a little bit after the other game left off, like a sequel would. But it's a fun game. But that's pretty much all I played. I did get the Luna finally came in. Haven't opened it up, haven't looked at it at all, haven't done nothing with it. It's just still sitting here. I don't
It's
think
a
my
nice
camera's
controller.
I don't see it. I don't know if my camera's working on your end or not.
No, it's been pretty much not working the whole time. It's hit or miss, so
Yeah, right now it's
it'll pop in and
yeah, but I have it still in the box. It's a controller smaller than what I thought it would be.
yeah,
But
I like the
looking.
way it feels. It reminds me of like kind of like that cross between a Xbox and a Switch Pro controller.
Let me think. What else did I get? Oh, I got the Lego minifigure I was missing that I gave want to get to Marshall 205.
Yes.
The little knight. I got two more of those.
I thought you already had three.
I had three. My dad gave me two more.
God.
Yeah, he was out somewhere and he scanned it and found two more. So now I have four because I gave Marshall 205 one.
Which that completed the full run for him.
Yeah, he's got the full run. Now I have four of those, which would be good because where I bought the three, I should be able to get my money back when I decide to sell them. Now I can
I'm not
maybe.
ever going to be a full run guy. I don't want the whole set. If I don't like them or think I'll have a use for them, I don't really get them.
Yeah, same.
I think it's cool to have them all. It's just not, I can't, I have too many to have them all. Like I don't have enough room for that.
Now, earlier you were talking about car problems. The same thing happened with us Friday. My wife stops over at the house that we're working on to get to check the mail. She gets out the car, checks the mail, says, "Hey, I gotta pee real quick." So she goes inside, pees, come back out, starts the car up. It doesn't start. And so she calls me. I have to run over there, take my jump starter because I think it's the battery jumper. She comes home fine. The next day, I come into cars. So I'm gonna go down to the auto place and get them to check the battery. Start the car right up, no problem. Drive down there, have them come out and check the battery. They said the battery's fine. I said, "Let's check the starter and the alternator." They check the alternator. Alternator's fine. They go to the starter and they're like, "Okay, turn the car on." I try to turn the car on. The car doesn't start. Right there in the parking lot. They were like, "Okay, we'll give you a starter. We can give you a starter. You can put it on." I said, "I'm not gonna put that crap on." I try to YouTube it real quick. I have to jack the car up, go underneath. It's underneath the alternator. I don't have any tools to do it. They're like, "Well, you could buy tools." I'm like, "Well, I'm not buying tools to do this." Some guy runs over. He's like a wheels mechanic on wheels. He has a truck.
Oh, yeah.
And he was fixing someone else's car. He said, "Hey, I can do that. I can fix that for you. I can put that on. $240 right now." I'm like, said, "Nah, no disrespect to you, but nah, I'm okay." And he was giving me some little tips. He's like, "Yeah, if you unplug the battery and you can jump start it, it should work." And I'm like, "I'm not jump starting because you could blow the alternator." He's like, "Well, if you blow the alternator, I could fix that too. $240." And I'm like, "No." So
I
I'm not
like his
doing that.
energy. He's like, "Just what if you just gave me $240?"
Yeah. So I had a friend come pick me up. We go back to the house. I grab my jump box, come back. Jumped the car because the auto store that we went to, I'm not going to name their name because I'm not going to put them on blast. But they had one jump box, one thing that could jump a car. I'm like, "You only have one in the building, just one." And it was the guy's personal.
That's weird.
Yeah, that was weird. But we got jump, we got it back at the house. So more likely, she's going to have to get, my wife's gonna have to get a new starter for her car, which will be more than $240. Well, the $200 for the starter and another $240 to fix it that the guy was gonna do. But I'd rather have a license plate, so if something goes wrong, hey, it's not working now. They can look at it and fix it.
Yeah, mine is the water pump. I jacked it up, crawled underneath there, sent a buddy of mine some pictures who works on everything, and he's pretty confident it's the water pump. It's leaking coolant, so
Oh, yeah.
got to get that fixed before I can really drive it anywhere. The part's not expensive. It seems like putting it in is kind of a pain. I'm torn. If I bring it to him, he'll put it in, but also if it's something I can do, I don't mind. I have what I need to be able to do it. I don't really work on cars, so
Yeah.
and I say that I don't really work on them because I just never have. But I don't know. I haven't decided what I'm gonna do yet.
Yeah, so that's the same with us. So Monday, I'll be riding my electric bike to work, and my wife will drive my car until we can get it dropped off at the shop to get it fixed.
At least the weather's gonna cooperate.
Yeah. And I live right around the corner from where I work at, so it's not far. I mean, I can walk there in 10 minutes.
It's hot as hell anyway, so
Yeah. Luckily, I go to work early in the morning. So it's like 70 degrees, which is not bad than the wind in my face. All right, so because
sweaty
we
when you
have,
get there.
huh?
You'd be all sweaty when you get there.
Maybe. The other times I rode my bike, I wasn't. Now I wore a jacket during when it was hot and the bike helmet. All right, we're gonna get into some news real quick because this will be a short show because we've had some issues from Sony. News right here. There's a Sony job listing that they're saying implies more PS5 exclusives will be ported to Xbox. According to this article here, it says this: they're looking for a commercial management as senior director of multi-platform and accounting management. They'll play a critical leadership role in shaping the and executing the global commercial strategy for PS Studio software titles across all digital platforms beyond PlayStation hardware, including Steam, Epic Games Store, Xbox, Nintendo, and mobile. So that's just to push more PlayStation games coming to the other titles, which if it was coming, it should have been happened a long time ago.
I don't think it's going to happen other than multiplayer and old stuff. I think they'll take old stuff to the Switch, and I think they'll take multiplayer stuff everywhere. I don't think you're going to see it other single player games. They don't have anything to gain. Like, they have nothing to gain from putting Uncharted on the Xbox. Most people who want to play it have already played it. It's such a small install base over there, and then you don't keep people locked into your system anymore. There's no reason to own a PlayStation. Now you can play Xbox games everywhere, but you can't play PlayStation exclusives other places. So
So
you buy a PlayStation and play Xbox.
you don't think we'll see the Uncharted, the Horizon,
No.
or
I don't think there's a
Last of Us?
chance. There's no point to that. They'll make so little money doing that, and they'll give away the power they have
Buy the next console.
in people coming to PlayStation. Yeah. I understand it from Microsoft's standpoint because there's such a big install base on PlayStation. So coming over made all kinds of sense because look at their sales, but you're not going to see that pop with PlayStation going to Xbox. There's not that many people playing over there. And you give away your power if you put stuff like that on there. I think it would be a bad move. Now, stuff like Helldivers should have launched multi-platform. Fair Games, when it comes out, should be that way. Obviously, we're going to see it out of Marathon whenever Marathon comes out. But yeah, their games as a service, maybe even something like a Gran Turismo, should make its way over there. But anything where you need a player base, you need people to continue play, and you need them to do microtransactions, I would say you may see that. I still don't think you'll see a day and date, but no, I don't think there's a chance that you're ever going to get to play The Last of Us on the Xbox. I could be wrong, but I just don't see the point in it. I don't see the benefit. Now, anything old PlayStation, I do see having the ability to go through Nintendo, go to Nintendo, and maybe they cut out the partners they're using now to get Patapon and stuff like that over there. Maybe they cut out that and they just take it directly themselves. But I just don't see new stuff migrating over.
I don't disagree, and I don't agree. I don't know where I'm at on that. The next one, Sony has put a small investment into Elden Ring publisher Bandai Namco. Now they only own 2.5% in Namco shares, but they put in $464 million, which is crazy. That's only 2.5% of how
Yeah,
big Bandai is.
they did the same thing with was it Epic? I think they got in part of that.
Dark Souls and they From Software they did.
Yeah, they did FromSoft too. Yeah, I don't blame them. You obviously want to diversify your portfolio as much as possible. It is a little bit of a conflict of interest when you're tied in with these other developers, or these other publishers, because obviously now there's going to be an incentive for them to publish on your platform versus someone else's. So it could lead to the industry as a whole being a little more stagnant. But when you have Xbox publishing on PlayStation, I guess none of it really matters because you're not going to cut Nintendo out. You don't see them as direct competition, and Xbox has already kind of conceded to be everywhere and be much more of a publisher than a platform holder. So, and again, I'm not shitting on Xbox. They're making a ton of money. They're on all over the top of 20 list. I'm just saying, like, when you do that, you can't come back from it. So when you make that decision to be more of a publisher, then that's what you are. But yeah, it's definitely interesting to see that the more Sony is tapped into these people that make games, the more and publish games, the more their incentive there'll be for them to make sure they're always on PlayStation. It's smart from Sony's standpoint.
Next one is there was a PlayStation 5 system update that works on your DualSense wireless controllers. It allows you to pair them across multiple devices. And you can now share up to four different devices. And the article here shows you can have one slot for the PlayStation 5, one slot for the PlayStation 5 Pro, a Windows PC, and then a phone. You can have your Android or iOS and be able to play using the controller.
Yeah, the way it worked before, you had to sync it to the device each time, which is a pain in the ass.
Now this time you don't have to. You can do the PS button, triangle button to cl click on one, PlayStation button circle, PlayStation button cross, PlayStation button square, and you can see which one you're syncing to. It makes it a whole lot easier. Which I guess is pretty good for those people who have multiple systems they do that with.
So I used to kind of a pain in the ass. And then I was doing it with, but then I just dedicated a controller to the Steam Deck.
Yeah, that's what I would do my if myself. Right. You're not going to be able to see these, so I won't. I'm just going to tell you there was a game that I announced a little while ago, Outbound. It's coming to PlayStation 5. It's a little kind of an open world. It's a single player, or you can play up to four players. On the little trailer, they show you where using like the Volkswagen Beetle bus, and it's got like a camper you can build on top of it, like a little housing area. You drive around, how you have a little dog with you. You can cut down trees. You drive around. It has that feel of that Road 96 look to it. It looks like a game that we probably would play when you're driving around
It
this
looks
little
really
camper.
good.
You're what you're seeing it.
Not on yours, but yeah, on mine.
Okay, yeah, I know because I'm not sharing it. I saw that it's coming out. It looks like a game we could probably jump in and play later down the road. There's another
Yeah, I was
game
trying to see
coming
if it had
out.
Steam reviews, but it shows that it's still coming soon on Steam as well.
There's another game coming out they announced. I'm only brought it because I was a fan of the movie Hellraiser. There's a Hellraiser revival, a horror game coming, and I watched a trailer on it, and the trailer looks amazing. But it is scary. I probably won't play it. I don't like playing horror games, but it looks like crazy good.
I think it was I think it's by the people that made like one of those like Friday the 13th style games, Chainsaw Massacre. It's being made by a company.
Saber Interactive is the one that made it, is making it.
Yeah. One of the games, one of those asymmetrical games, horror games, they made one of those. It'll be interesting to see how they do Hellraiser. It'll also be interesting to see how Hellraiser translates to a video game in 2025.
Well, the way this little trailer shows, I could see people wanting to play it. There's a it starts out with a two people like engaging in a sex scene, and they look like they're
Well,
naked.
Hellraiser is a very horny franchise, if anybody has seen it or knows anything
Yeah.
about it. I feel like that's a huge part of what Hellraiser is.
So
I
they
did
show.
see that they brought back one of the original for Pinhead, the voice. Someone who long time played Pinhead. I don't remember his name, but it does seem like they're at least leaning into it. I just don't know what the Hellraiser fan base looks like anymore.
Yeah, because they're all my age or older.
They made 1,000 of them.
Yeah, they did. All right, now some little Xbox. We'll probably pick up on some of the news that I missed out from this week. There's only two things in Xbox. They've announced with a Grounded 2 coming out, you can buy a 10-foot Red Ant gaming plush. And it's pretty massive in here. This 10-foot thing on this little picture that I found online. There's a lady sitting on it, lean back while she's playing Grounded 2. Let's
I mean,
see,
I'm all
10.
about tie-ins. I just don't have room for all of them, but I think that's fun.
Yeah, it doesn't say what how much it's gonna cost on here, but looks fun. Another one. There's a game called DuckSide that's going to be playable, that is playable now. It looks funny as hell. You're a duck with a bow and arrow, axe, a gun. You're flying around. You got a little army helmet on, and you're building a base. You're building shelter. You're chopping down trees. You're knocking down rocks. and you're flying around with your friends and you're just shooting bad guys. It looks like crazy stupid, something that we would play. And it's called Duckside. I don't know if you're looking that one up yourself.
I saw it the other day
Okay.
on something. No, I was actually reading, and you may be a story, so if I ruin it, my bad, but the Netflix launched that Happy Gilmore game alongside the show, the new movie, and they had the it's called Happy Gilmore's Golf Mayhem 1998 demo. And it's available for any Netflix people, and I was just reading what people were saying about it.
I know they said, I know the movie's not hitting well. Read that.
I don't know about critically. I know three or four people that have seen it and all said that they loved it, so
Yeah, we're gonna watch
I
it
don't
tonight.
know. But they put a game out and it looks like what's called in the 1998 demo. It looks like 1998, but it's like a half fighter, half golf game. And it looks ridiculous and it looks like it would be a fun time once or twice.
All right. I had that on my other news, but when I had to restart my computer, I lost everything. So I'm jumping around. Here's some little Nintendo thing I seen. Nintendo has come out and said Princess Peach and Mario are just good friends, and will
With
help each
quotes.
other out whenever they can.
With air quotes, good friends.
Yeah.
Friends with, like, I don't know, maybe like benefits. Some sort of benefits to being friends, you know. Just they keep it casual.
Yeah, it's Nintendo. It says
Yeah,
this,
Nintendo can't come out and be like they bang every night.
right? And it says, despite the kisses over the years and closeness of the two characters.
Yeah, just friends. Let me ask you this. If you were Princess Peach's significant other, would you classify what her and Mario have as just friends? Would you be down with that?
Oh, no, we would have been broken up a long time ago.
Yeah. Seems like more than just friends.
Yep.
Nintendo.
Oh, Mario. Okay, this other little thing I thought was pretty neat. Nintendo. Hold on. Freezing. Okay. Let's see, the Nintendo Switch 2 Pro controller, about 32% of the people that bought a Nintendo Switch 2 bought a Pro controller. 32%,
Yeah, that
which
number's
is,
almost a little low because I think you almost have to.
it says about 512,000 Nintendo Switch 2 Pro controllers were sold.
I assume that number is what it is because a lot of parents bought Switch 2s for their kids and they wouldn't automatically buy them a Pro controller. I feel like adults buying their own Switch 2 definitely bought a Pro controller.
Yeah. All right. That's it for the Nintendo news. I have a little bit of Lego news. The big one on the Lego news was that they announced the Lego Game Boy, which is coming out in
Yes.
October, and it looks amazing. Looks way better than I
Looks
thought it was
amazing.
going to.
It is all things considered affordable. It's not going to break the bank to buy it.
$59.99, 421 pieces.
It seems very well done. The buttons actually move. You can press the buttons, which is cool. Not the D-pad, but the buttons themselves. And
You can
then it
change
has
out
the
the
removable
screen.
cartridges. Yeah, and the screens. And the screens are like the old school 3D when you like tilt it at the angle it moves. So like that Nintendo will actually move up and down as
Yeah,
you
that
tilt it.
lenticular, whatever it's
Yeah.
called.
It's very fun. I see people complaining that the price point is high for the piece count, but I think the price point's still okay. They're paying for licensing.
Yeah, I'm okay with the price. That's something. That's like a day one for me. I'm not gonna wait. Now, they also announced some brick headset from Fortnite. You're gonna be playing as Peely and Cuddle, which are two of the more popular characters, and they do look good. It is a gift with purchase. But you have to spend, I think it's $160
Yeah, I saw
on.
people throwing a fit that they're gift with purchases, but I think the other one they did was gift with purchase also, right?
Yeah, the other Fortnite one.
Yeah.
The character, they also showed off the a Wicked set that was kind of like the floral one that you get that you wanted. It's the big floral like wall painting. There's a wicked one with the characters of Dorothy, Scarecrow, a Tin Man, and the Lion. They also showed Glinda and Elphaba, a wicked Brickhead set is coming. Then they showed, let me go back
I thought that
here.
was one of their better looking Wicked sets, but I just not attached to Wicked.
Yeah, same. They showed off the Stranger Things Brickhead set, and those look cool. Show the one character with his binoculars. They show one with the remote control, then the microphone. They announced the Batman Arkham Asylum set, 76300. That's going to be $300, 2,953 pieces. That's about right on point with a ton of
I think it comes with
minifigures in this one.
like 16 minifigures or
Yeah,
something. It
there's a
has a
lot.
ton. I think that set looks awesome. It's going to take up a pretty large footprint wherever you decide to put it. If you're a fan of obviously Lego Batman stuff or just Arkham Asylum, I think that's a pretty cool set. It makes me want it.
And then they also they haven't showed it, but they did announce the Daily Planet from Superman set's gonna be is gonna be coming too, and they're looking at about $349 for that one. So that'll go right in good with the your big city sets like I buy the modulars. That's what they're hoping it's gonna be. It'll look like the Daily Bugle or the from Spider-Man. It'll go along the lines of that one. I did have some other stuff on there, but these ones I need to really show you pictures of so you can see it. There was the Atari, the yellow Atari, old school announcements coming. And then they had all
Try
the
to
control.
do the pictures. Let's see what happens. Let's it can't get any worse than it's been. It's been glitchy the whole time.
Well, I don't even have the option to share my screen.
Oh, well then that won't work.
I
We'll
just right
cover some
now.
of that next week.
That showed a bunch of different controllers. And then I saw Meta, or this company has a jacket you could wear with your MetaQuest that hooks up to it. It does all the vibrations, and it's only like $299, which is really not bad. But it looked
And
pretty
then you need
cool.
pants.
Need pants.
You need pants that vibrate in all the right spots.
Right. And a fleshlight
Imagine getting punched
attachment.
in the dick in a game and then it punching you in the dick in real life.
Oh God, no.
There are things I don't want. Like I don't know how when I was a kid, I had a pack for the Genesis that you put on and it used like basically speakers to vibrate you. Like so when you were playing a game you would feel it and it was neat. It's for sure like a gimmick, but it was neat. But like the older I get the now, like the less appealing that sounds. Like I don't think I want that immersion. Now I will say in VR that's the one place where I think it makes sense. But if I have to spend 45 minutes getting ready to play VR, I'm probably not going to play it. In a perfect world, you would have the walking pad where you could walk in place. You would have a full body suit that gives you like haptic feedback, and then you'd have the highest quality set you could get, wireless set you could have on, and that's how you would play VR, fully immersed. But that's a process. I did get the gun stock for my VR, so I can put my controllers in there and have like the like I'm holding a rifle. So next time we play a shooter, I'm gonna try that thing out. I got it really cheap, so.
Well, good. Hey, speaking of cheap, I saw I was watching one of the not the pocket, but one of the YouTube videos, and the guy went to go buy some went to a shop, and he was buying just some random video game stuff, and he bought a Ouya.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were the person was selling it for $125. And he ended up getting it for like $40.
God damn, I didn't realize people were still paying that much money for them. Mine's just in a box somewhere.
Yeah, that's what he says. Like, man, this is probably an old price from a couple years ago. Now that you can't play, and he was like, man, $40, you can have it.
The thing that I still want that I never.
All right, looks like we lost Ryan there for the towards the end of it. We'll pick it up later. Unfortunately, this will be a short and sweet episode because of all the technical difficulties. We'll try to figure this out to get you a longer lasting episode. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact us on our social, game_stitch at Ho F and Show. That was episode 649. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Bye, everybody.